Blog Talk Radio.
This is a public service announcement. This is not a test. There are 365 days in a year, 52 weeks. That's a total of 52 Sundays. You do the math. How can the body of Christ change the community on a part-time schedule? Weekends are not enough. It's time to do your part to multiply our efforts. Every day, somewhere, someone needs prayer. Hope, love, or just encouragement, and cannot wait till Sunday. Turn your business, church, or organization into a two-hour ministry remote. God worked 6 days and rested on one. So choose your day during the week. Turn your business, church, or organization into a two-hour haven for the community. Contact Nikki B for more information on how you can help bring the church to the people and the people to the church.
Hi, this is Nikki B. Schedule one day out of 365. Just one day to show your love to the community. Sponsor or remote at your location. Go to showyourlovetour.com. That's showyourlovetour.com. Call or text. I want to show my love to 404-333-8423. That's right. If you want to show your love, go to showyourlovetour.com. Call or text. I want to show my love to 404-333-8423.
This message is brought to you by Rhythm and Gospel Networks in support of this station. Call now. Representatives are standing by.
We offer social services, including disability and resume building. There are different things that we are in need of and are asking for. Monetary donations, food, no open packages or outdated canned products, clothing and shoes, any household items that you want to get rid of. One man's trash can be another man's treasure. Electronics, computers, hygiene products, furniture, school products for children. Call anytime to schedule an appointment or pick up. T's Food Pantry. 3080 Northwest 17th Court in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33311. The number to call, 954-479-1306. That's 954-479-1306. All services are funded from within and through sponsors. T's Food Pantry, 3080 Northwest 17th Court in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The number to call, 954-479-1306.
Festival of Praise presents The Texture of a Man, starring Fred Hammond, Donnie McClurkin, Hezekiah Walker, James Fortune, and featuring Pastor Charles Jenkins. Saturday, April 21st, 8 p.m. in the James L. Knight Center. Get tickets at the box office and Ticketmaster.com.
I'm blown away. You never gave up on me. Time after time, I let you down. So caught up and focused on me. My own desires get in the way. I should be finding my purpose in you. So I can be what you have for me.
So right now,
I need you. Search me, oh God. I want to be just like you, so that you can be seen with. They see me, so the heart, you know my heart. Along the way, I made mistakes, but thank you for grace. Hiding my thoughts, they can see you.
Well, I want to stay this way.
My destiny, trying to please. Oh, really didn't care about me. I'm just a kid, you hold the passion for my life. And I'm afraid, didn't make a change.
Pastor Charles Jenkins. It's music, it's drama, it's comedy. Saturday, April 21st, 8 p.m. in the James L. Knight Center. Get tickets at the box office and Ticketmaster.com.
Yeah, make sure you get your tickets. Get your tickets for the concert. Yes, it's April 21st, but you know those tickets go fast. James L. Knight Center, Texture of a Man. We're talking about the Festival of Praise, and it's going to be on and popping. Well, Take Six won't be with us, but that's okay, because Hezekiah Walker's going to be in the house, and it's going to be on and popping. Yeah, we got some people coming in, calling in. I'm expecting to hear from none other than Donnie McClurkin. And James Fortune is supposed to come in on the broadcast today and talk to us a little bit about this great tour. It is going to be an amazing tour. The tour is 50 cities, and I tell you, I know that those guys are just going to be running it. It's going to be one of those kind of things. So we just want to let you know that that's what we're up to. That's what's going on. Earlier, I was talking a little bit about things that are going on at my church, so let me kind of reiterate that real quick while I'm waiting for everybody to come on in. At the Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ, that's right, Nikki V is telling you about something that's getting ready to go on. As a matter of fact, it has already started. Last night, we had Elder Lubin, three nights, three elders, one fantastic revival. It is sowing and harvesting, and we're teaching you, and we're training you, and we're delivering and putting and imparting and birthing ministry and birthing a gift and causing a real life turnabout to take place. It's all going down at the Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ, 744 Northwest 12th Avenue in the city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where the senior pastor is none other than Superintendent Dr. Roger A. Grimes. And I tell you, you won't want to miss this. It is going to be the event you want to be a part of. Again, we've got great stuff that we're going to be talking to you about. I'm going to play a little bit more of the music from some of the artists. But I also want to mention on the 16th, that's right, that's on this Friday, we're going to be there for the sound check. That's right, Kendra McIntosh and Kingdom Culture presents Valencia Brown, Luana Neely, Rashard Wright, Kendra McIntosh, Gabriel Velez, Clarence, and Psalmist Geronima. Friday 16th, that's March, at 7:30 p.m. Doors open at 7 p.m. Starts at 7:30 p.m. Admission is free. It's all taking place at The Loft, 700 Northwest 57th Place, Suite 9 in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33309. You want to be a part of this event. By the way, make sure you tune in with us again on tomorrow at 3:30. We're going to be here with Kendra, I do believe Valencia Brown, and we're hoping to get Psalmist Geronima in the studio. So it's going to be a great and fantastic event, and we want you to make sure and you lock it in. Make sure you keep listening. 1520 WEXY, 1520 AM, Wilton Manors, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, and the surrounding areas. For some reason, my little Facebook, my Facebook Live has kind of gone a little awry, so I'm going to have to switch up a little few things real quick. But I'm going to let you listen to my brother James Fortune and Let Your Power Fall.
Let your power fall. When your name is called, prove the doubters wrong. God, you're still mighty and strong. So fight this battle for me and help my unbelief, so I can tell all my friends
you won again.
That you have won again. Let your power flow. Lift your name and call. Prove the doubt wrong. Oh, yeah. You're still mighty and strong. God, I need you to fight this battle for me.
I can't do it,
and help my unbelief, so I can tell all my friends. Oh, I wish I had a witness here tonight, but you have won again. Everybody needs the power in here. Come on, let your power go. When your name is called, rule the darkness. Every time they talk about me, every time they lied on me, God, you're mighty. You're still mighty and strong. This is what I need you to do. So I can tell all my friends that you have won again.
You won.
You have won.
Thank
you. You did it again.
Yeah.
I said you have won again. So many times, over and over and over again. Yeah, yeah. You're a doctor that's never lost a patient. I didn't even know how I was going to make it. But oh, you pulled me through. You're a winner. God, at the time. My heart is good. Do
Jesus, because you gave it for me, you brought me out, you made a way, you did it. Ooh, God, you. Yeah. I give you glory. Yeah, I'm so glad because God wins every time.
When you experience the 2018 Festival of Praise, starring the Stellar Award-winning Fred Hammond.
You got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say,
Saturday, April 21st, 8 p.m. in the James L. Knight Center, the Grammy Award-winning Donnie McClurkin. It's Festival of Praise. Also featuring Pastor Jenkins.
He can move mountains.
You'll be inspired at Festival of Praise. Also featuring Hezekiah Walker and James Fortune. Saturday, April 21st, 8 p.m. in the James L. Knight Center. Get tickets at the box office and Ticketmaster.com. Don't miss the 2018 Festival of Praise.
Yeah, you don't want to miss it. And I tell you, I'm excited. I'm so excited. It is such a great thing to be in a place where God allows you to have some of God's most wonderful, most anointed, most set up people to be with you to talk about what's going on. And I'm excited because I don't often get a chance to talk with certain people. And when you know that certain people are just anointed to just open up a discussion that creates an atmosphere that makes people just go into a place of worship, you're just thrilled. And so I'm so excited because with us we have none other than Pastor Donnie McClurkin, and he's going to talk to us a little bit about Festival of Praise, Texture of a Man, and I guess how he got involved and what's going on in 50 cities. My Lord. Welcome to the broadcast, Pastor McClurkin.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm so excited. I've seen and watched. As a matter of fact, I've had the pleasure of being part of Church of God in Christ, being in a few workshops with you, and I know how anointed you are and how you move and your testimony and your story and your just dedication to really bringing the gospel to a place where it can touch people from every walk of life.
Well, I'm glad. I'm grateful. I knew there was something special about you, Church of God in Christ. I knew it.
Yes, sir. And I thank God for you. Now, how did you get involved with Festival of Praise? And I know this is, they did this and it was great last year. It's going to be phenomenal this year with so many of you. How did you get involved with being a part of this?
Well, you know, it was 4 years ago. 4 years ago that Fred started the first Festival of Praise. And it was just he and myself. And we started out with handicaps. We really did. The Festival of Praise has been a series of life successes, overcoming a lot of obstacles. Each one has had a separate type of theme. But 4 years ago, Fred called me and said, come on, let's go out on tour. Because he knew that I didn't tour. I'm not really a tour guy. But he said that it would be unique. But at the time, he had problems with his knees problems. And I had vocal problems. I just had vocal surgery 2 weeks before the thing started. And God gave us a miraculous, really miraculous tour where he let me be Fred's eyes and knees with my voice. And we developed a wonderful brand. Fred developed a wonderful brand, Festival of Praise. Then the next year we went out and we did the same thing with Kim Burrell and Isaac Carey, Ricardi Cortez, Hezekiah Walker, Israel Houghton, Jessica Reedy. And then last year they went out again. I didn't go. I did 3 dates. And then this year we're back again. But this year is very, very unique because it's an all-male tour. And it's called The Texture of a Man. And we're dealing with some serious male issues that are not usually addressed. And because, men are really reclusive beings that don't talk much about their pains and don't talk much about their struggles.
Right.
And we're just going to put a face to it. And not only the things that men go through, but the healing that comes through brothers helping brothers and brothers in Christ.
Well, I tell you, I was excited, especially seeing Texture of a Man and knowing that it was all men, because one thing I found is that, not to say that women, because I'm a woman, so, and not that we don't sing and worship, but one thing I found is when we get our men worshiping and we have that sound of the male voice magnifying mm-hmm. God, there's something about how yeah. it disrupts the atmosphere in a way that is totally different than anything else.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The key to real progression in worship. The Bible says, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his wonderful works, for his goodness toward the children of men. It is about, you know, it's about men taking the rightful place in Christ, men taking the rightful place in worship, and even in life, in family, with friendships, the whole nine yards. It's the healing of a man. It's the texture of what makes a man a man.
And I understand that there may be some surprises of some actors being involved in this Festival of Praise.
Oh, I don't know nothing about what you're talking about. I don't know nothing. I don't know. I don't know. Everybody's going to have to come and see.
All right. Because they're telling me laughing and singing and crying, and I'm like, okay, now some of these people, they might be comedians, but I haven't heard of them being comedians before. Although, you know, you do have your moments when you are rather comedic.
Well, I try my best not to be. You know, but it's going to be a totally different type of thing. Last year was very, well, I did 3 dates with them last year, and it caught me totally off guard. And at one part of the concert, they literally had to come and talk to me, walk me off stage because of what was going on the stage, arguing and fighting. And I'm like, this is Fred, don't let this happen on stage. And I'm hollering, don't stop them. Don't let this happen. And somebody had to come and whisper in my ear and say, Donnie, this is a part of the show. Caught me totally off guard. I'm on stage freaking out. And I'm screaming, y'all, stop. Don't let them do this. And they had to whisper to me, Donnie, this is part of the show. And I didn't realize that I was helping make the show even more dramatic because I was caught. It hit me out of the blue.
Yes, sir. Well, I guess they say we have to keep Uncle Donnie with the surprise element so that we can get the sincere reaction and be like, okay, he really felt that. He looked like he really felt that.
Seriously, and Karen Clark Sheard said, I wanted to tell you, but I didn't know you were so upset because I didn't know. But that was the key of the show. The whole entire the concert at the end brought so many people to Christ. It was the most wonderful thing. And there are so many different nuances. I don't even know the true extent of what this concert tour is going to be like this year because rehearsals don't start until next week.
Okay.
So those of us that are part, Hezekiah, myself, Charles Jenkins, and James Fortune, we don't know. And we won't know until we get there next week.
Awesome. So it's kind of like I'm getting the real early draft of what's going on.
You're getting more than anybody else has got.
Well, thank God for Jesus. Now tell me,
he's a wonder.
He'll do it for you. I tell you every time. And now tell me something, because just from past years. The camaraderie, the unity, the when you walk away from Festival of Praise, do you feel like you are losing an appendage? You know, like wait a minute, I'm not sure I'm ready to separate from y'all yet.
Every time, no exaggeration, every time, because when you spend, you know, 60 days, 2 months, or 3 months on the road, from bus to bus, from city to city. sitting down, laughing. You know, me, Kim Burrell, Isaac Cariza, Cardi Cortez, we were all on the bus together. Head Skywalker, we were all on the bus together. We ate together on the bus. We watched television on the bus. We played Phase 10 incessantly on the bus. They laughed. Cardi Cortez and Isaac Cariza together was like the greatest comedy show. Kim Burrell's quick wit was, she was the mother of the bus. It was, and then on stage, Jessica Reedy, all of us, we were one. We functioned like one unit. We sang each other's background. Each night, it was like a new night.
My
goodness. You never knew what Kim Burrell was going to do. Then we started doing the song, I Call You Holy. And Kim added a tag to the end. So me, Israel Houghton, Kim, Isaac Cariza, and Zuccotti would do this vamp that was ridiculous. And by the time it ended, it was really hard to leave it. And then even the following year, it was hard. The year before that, it was hard also. It develops that camaraderie that gospel music and gospel music artists need to have, because it's real. It's genuine. So sitting down with Fred 2 weeks ago in Dallas, we're doing a single together. He and I are doing a duet for the first time, recording it, about to put it out any day now.
Oh.
That kind of stuff. Maybe I wasn't supposed to say that.
Well, that's okay. I'm going to make sure that I get it so I can make sure and play it first. I want to play it first.
Maybe I wasn't supposed to.
You heard it here first, y'all. You heard it here first.
Okay. Yes. Well, it was nice talking to you. But anyway, we're doing things, you know, based on relationship that has never been done before. And, you know, me and Kirk Franklin are about the closest thing in gospel music, along with C.C. Ryan, and along with Yolanda Adams. And that was forged on tours. And so the more we work together, the more we are connected. Me and the Clark sisters, because we were all in Detroit together, it's family.
Right.
So for the first time in gospel history, you've got some reigning gospel artists that are knit and so connected like family. And it shows whenever we get on stage together. And we'll see that down at the James Knight Arena with the Festival of Praise.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to that. I am looking forward to that. By the way, you all are tuned in to Guts, Gospel United Save, a variety talk show with a Christian point of view, hoping that you will have the guts to tell somebody about Jesus. I am Nikki V, and I'm here with Pastor Donnie McClurkin, and we're talking about Festival of Praise, Texture of a Man, and we're talking about the exciting things that go on behind the scenes and all that happens when you really get people who love God together. Because, you know, normally, and I hear people talk all the time about industry stuff, and that sometimes the gospel industry is starting to act a lot like the regular entertainment industry. And I'm glad to hear that there's no division, because that tells me sincerity in the body of Christ, that our gospel mm-hmm. artists, you know, really are walking what they're talking and singing about.
Yeah, and that's the truth. We have had, and literally every one of us that are close have had arguments and scuffles with one another, just like family. But nobody would ever know that, because we handle it just like family. And we heal from it, and we keep on going. Me and Kirk Franklin was nose to nose. That's because he stood on the chair.
I was going to say, because Kirk is really kind of short, and you're a very tall man.
I know. He's got the knees. But, you know, he stood up on the chair, and we were literally on tour, nose to nose, arguing. We was ready to fight one another until God melted our hearts while we were nose to nose.
Yeah.
And I went out on stage that same night, and I was fired up. And we were singing, and the next thing I know, Kirk came out on stage, and we melted. We melted. You know, the same thing that happened with Fred and all the rest of us, we all had our chips because that's what happens when you get close. If you don't have a TIF, then you were never close.
That's what I mean. I'm thinking, you know, when you can't repair after the argument, then something was wrong. You know, because the enemy tries to divide people who are powerful, who come together, and divide people who, when they come together, are powerful, because our unity is much greater than our individuality. And so, you know, when he comes in to destroy, if he's able to destroy, there was something awry on somebody's part, because you have to have the love of God in you that can say, I'm going to love in spite of, I'm going to go past that hurt that may have seemed. And I was talking about this the other day when we were talking about church hurts. And I had a pastor's child, a PK, in the studio, and they were like, you know, I don't understand why people leave the church, talk about church hurts. And no one gets hurt worse than a PK. They'll stay there. And I said, the difference, though, is you still stay there because enough has been poured into you that you've got the love of God, that even though you've been hurt, you can still come back.
But that's not necessarily true.
Okay.
Because a lot of PKs don't get poured into them what the congregation gets poured into them.
Wow.
Because a lot of PKs have to suffer because they got to share their pastor parent with the church, and sometimes the pastor pays more attention to the church than he does his own home.
Wow.
Thus, that's the reason why a lot of pastors become divorced and pastors lose their marriages, because a lot of them spend so much time dealing with the church matters that they don't have time for their children. They don't have time to take them out, because I got to be at this meeting, and I got to be at this service, and I got to be at this prayer. And they neglect it. Ask PK, they'll tell you. And then there's no, the parent doesn't really protect them when the congregation labels them as those are the worst kids in the church. They suffer on both sides.
Right.
And that's the heartbreak of being a pastor's kid. Truth of the matter, like you said, they also have the ability to sit with that pastor and explain to them where their hurt is, which the congregation doesn't have a chance to do.
And that, because I was thinking, man, that's the miracle of being able to come back, because so many people are hurting and they don't want to have anything to do with church. They want Jesus. They want God. They want spirituality. But they don't want our churches. They don't want our religion.
Right.
They don't want our customs. They don't want our culture, especially the millennials. And many of it stems from a church hurt. And, you know, some people were talking about, oh, you talk about all these concerts, and you get a bunch of people to go to the concerts, but you don't got nobody going to church. And I'm like, if you pastors will bring your ministries to these concerts, people will come to a concert before they'll come to a church service, and then embrace the folks in the concerts, because the ministry goes forth in the concerts, in the gospel concerts, and then there's got to be somebody to follow up, because you guys are going on to where you're going on to. But if we bring our churches there ready to minister, then we can embrace those people who have been ministered to by the concert and bring them into the house of God. But you have to have a mindset to do that.
But it's a different culture altogether. Because remember, pastors are not evangelists.
Right.
The evangelist's job is to go out and bring the people into the church so that the pastor can teach them. When the pastor tries to take on the job of evangelism, it's out of order.
Okay.
You know, it's the teacher is not the truant officer. The truant officer goes and rallies the kids that should be in school and brings them back to the school for the teachers to teach. And the teachers can't really teach if they're out there trying to rally the students.
Gotcha.
That's the same thing with pastoring. As a pastor for the last 16 years, my heart has always been evangelism, but once I became a pastor, I realized that it was hard for me to keep the work of an evangelism that I was used to doing and still maintain the whole entire flock. It's very hard when you've got hundreds of people, thousands of people that come to service every week. It's hard to go from the pulpit to the streets to rally them and bring them all in. That's what the flock is for. The congregation is supposed to go and do the work of an evangelist, as Paul said, and bring them into the church so that they can hear the teaching and admonitions of the pastor. Now, what I do as pastor is I go out every summer for 9 weeks, from July to September. Our service is outdoors, out in the main square. We put a stage, 4 foot stage up every Sunday, bring out all the sound system that stretches about a mile in distance. You can hear a mile away. And we have service out in the main courtyard of the grocery store. And that's my evangelistic thrust. I can do that from that point, but I can't do it like the evangelists do or like the congregation should be doing. So the concerts are part and parcel. But remember, most concerts are given on Saturdays. And pastors don't go out on Saturdays.
True.
They're home studying.
They're prepping.
and trying to get together. But the culture, the whole culture is changing. The whole culture is changing. And when you have that, you've got to give something that will cause healing to that culture. And that's what the Festival of Praise has been doing for 4 years. But especially this year, with dealing with men and the issues. If you look at everybody that's going to be on this ticket, we're all men that have had some open and overt issues in front of the gospel audience. We've had issues. And so we're bringing our issues to the stage.
All right. And definitely transparency and sharing testimony, because I do believe it says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony.
Come on, Kojic.
And so if that is true, and I do believe it is, having such a platform and doing that is going to be a phenomenal release and a phenomenal outreach to men and bringing men back into the church. Because if there's anything that seems to be missing most in church, it's the male.
Yes. And men are not as emotional as women. I am, because I was raised up in the church. I dance. I play a tambourine in a minute. But most men are very quiet, sedate, you know, withdrawn. They're not going to be that demonstrative. But that's why we have all these types of men on stage. That's Fred. Well, I'm just the opposite guy. I'm dancing, carrying on. That's Donnie. You know, then you got James Fortune, who's pulled back some because of some of the issues that he's had that have been absolutely harrowing. That's James. Then you've got Hezekiah, who is a great entity, but an anomaly, who you don't know too much about. That's his. And we bring it all to the stage, and we deal with it.
My God. Yeah, y'all.
I've got to deal with brothers who have struggled in their sexuality, as well as had children out of wedlock. That's my story.
Yes, sir. I tell you, gentlemen, ladies, everybody, you just need to come on in. By the way, for those of you who are just tuning in, you are tuned in to Guts, the Gospel United to Save, a variety talk show with a Christian point of view, hoping that you will have the guts to tell somebody about Jesus. I'm Nikki V, and I'm here with Pastor Donnie McClurk, and we're talking about Festival of Praise, Texture of a Man. It's coming April 21st to Miami. It's going to be hitting 50 different cities. It is going to be a phenomenal event that will transform the lives of everyone. And if you have not been able to get your gentleman friend or man or male friend to go to anything else, definitely try to make sure that they come with you to this. If it's one of those things where you've been trying to get him to come to church and get him saved, I believe this is the event where you can say, baby, let's have a date night and go to this concert. However you gonna work it, however you do it, do that. Of course, ladies, you know we should just come on in and be a part of this. And I'm just so grateful for hearing the totality of what the movement is about, because it definitely encourages me even the more about being there, about being a part of what's going on, about being a part of what's happening. And Pastor McClurkin, is there anything else that you would like to share with us or tell us or express that we should know or we should get ready for or that they should do? Any last things you'd like to say?
Well, just get ready for the best concert of the year. That's all I can tell you. I'm a fan of gospel music, and I'm a fan of what God's doing, even with the new regime of gospel artists like the Travis Greens and the William McDowells and the Tasha Cobbs Leonard and the like, and the Todd Delaney's. I'm a fan of gospel music. But what we're about to bring to the stage now is going to absolutely bridge the gap to every generation. It's going to give the women an insight to a man's heart. It's going to give the brothers a chance to exhale. And it's going to give you the greatest gospel music that you've ever heard, including the cat that I let out the bag, the new release that me and Fred are about to put out in a couple of days. So it's going to be a great experience. I want everybody, bring your family, bring your children, bring your fathers, bring your husbands, bring your brothers, bring your sons. But by all means, come out to a concert that will forever change your life. That's Sex for the Praise, Texture of Man, April the 21st at the James Knight Arena.
Yes, sir. And I believe we're going to be packing it out. Again, I do thank you so much for sharing with us. And I'm sure I think I wrangled more of your time than I was supposed to get, but thank you.
That's because
it called
you. Come on here now.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Well, we thank God.
I'll see you at the call meeting and the convocation.
Yes.
Come on here, Jesus.
Yes, come on here. You know I had to pull that out, right?
You should have pulled the newer one out. That one's corny now.
I know. I was trying to find that because I had the other one. I have to get with some people because, see, we this little South Florida station, we are terrestrially strong, but we don't have that internet present because we don't. A lot of
the record companies,
yeah, they're not sending the newest stuff because they're like, well, you just a quartet station. Bruh, get out of here. We're not just a quartet station. I want to play everything. Mm-hmm. Give me all the stuff. I want all the new stuff. I want everything. That's why I was like, yes. Because we love gospel music from every genre, from every area. I mean, I was cranking Miss Lady over there, Tasha Cobbs, with her Nicki Minaj feature.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So, you know, I want it all. I want everything. Whoever's coming out with something new, I want to hear it. I want to put it on and I want to spin it. I want to make sure everybody in South Florida, because we cover West Palm Beach all the way down to like Homestead somewhere and even some of the Bahamas. So I'm like, let me have the music.
Oh, good. Yeah. Yeah, very good. So I'm glad for you. Thank you for doing this for us.
All right. Well, thank you, sir, so much for coming on. And I'm going to go ahead and let the people go ahead and hear the promo one last time. And again, I am so grateful. I'm glad that you were able to be with us. I'm glad you were able to share some time with us. I was actually looking. I thought maybe Mr. Fortune might have showed up in the conversation as well. And who knows? He may still.
Jesus calling.
Yeah, he was. But I didn't see him anywhere in any of the queues. So I said, okay, well, I guess that means he might not make it. Or he might. He's got a few more minutes left before we totally be bye-bye. So long, sayonara, arrivederci. But
I hope he gets on today or tomorrow.
Okay, because I need to hear from my brother.
Okay.
Yeah, so we thank God for you and the great I am. You know, that's supposed that's like, I think that's the Donnie McClurkin Kojic anthem, isn't it?
It really is. That because that's where the song came from.
Okay, that's
all the influences from my Coach Greary.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
It leaves a mark on
me. Yes, sir. Because I know every time, I don't think there's a convention that goes by that we don't sing a Donnie McClurkin song.
But I hope that keeps on going until Jesus gets back in.
Hey, glory!
Glory is right. Keep Bishop Blake in your prayers.
I certainly will, sir. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. All right, then.
All right, so thank you so much, and we're going to go ahead and give that promo. Thank you all again. Appreciate having Pastor Donnie McClurkin. You guys, make sure to look for, definitely for the concert, of course, make sure you get your tickets, but look and check for everything that's going on with Pastor Donnie McClurkin and all of those who are on Festival of Praise. Check them out. Oh, how can they keep up with you, or is there some place that they should keep up with you, follow you, check you out?
Sure. They can follow me on Instagram, that's Donnie Mac, DonnieMac, or they can follow me on Facebook, Donnie McClurkin, with the blue dot and the white check mark.
There it is, because, you know, there's a bunch of them folks that just be putting them, they just take their picture and
I'm
be like, I'm the real deal. You ain't the real deal. You ain't close to being the real deal.
There's about 70,000 counterfeit Donnie McClurkins out there. But find that one with the blue dot and the white check mark, and that's me. It all comes directly to me. The Donnie Mac on Instagram comes directly to me.
Okay. Well, thank you again, sir. Appreciate you. Everybody, boost it up. Get on. Add some more followers. I know he's probably got 1.1 billion of them now, but, you know, just go ahead and add some more. And we do thank God for you all again. Tune again. Thank you so much, Pastor McClurkin, and look forward to seeing you over there at the James L. Knight Center, and we're going to have a fantastic time. April 21st, you don't want to miss it. Telling you, it is going to be on and popping. Do me a favor, Pastor McClurkin, because I got this little Facebook person on here who is listening in. If you could just give a great big shout out to Benita for me. Just let her know that you know she heard.
Hey, Benita, how you feeling?
Thank you so much, sir.
All right, my dear. Look forward to seeing you.
All right. Look forward to seeing you then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Praise presents The Texture of a Man, starring Fred Hammond. Donnie McClurkin. The Texture of a Man with Hezekiah Walker. Also featuring James Fortune and featuring Pastor Charles Jenkins. It's music, it's drama, it's comedy. Saturday, April 21st, 8 p.m. in the James L. Knight Center. Get tickets at the box office and Ticketmaster.com.
We got a praise song, y'all. Come on.
We enter in with hearts of praise to honor you.
Yeah.
God of praise, receive our heart.
Our offering.
Our offering, we bring to you. Sovereign King.
We enter in.
We enter in with hearts of praise.
Yes. Make a sound, unplug Jane Fortune and fire. That's what we're playing. I want to remind you, you need to come on out and be a part of that Festival of Praise, Texture of a Man. I thank God for Pastor Donnie McClurkin and appreciate him sharing with us and being with us for pretty much 45 minutes. And we do thank God for that. I hope you all caught the interview, and definitely big shout out to all of y'all. Hey, Brandy Stovall, Simone West, Ebony Jones. All y'all, thank you so much for tuning into the broadcast. I'm Nikki V. This is Guts Gospel United States, a variety talk show with a Christian point of view, hoping that you will have the guts to tell somebody about Jesus. I'm going to let you listen to a little bit more of the song. And I do want to remind you, don't miss it. It's going down on this Friday. And as a matter of fact, we've even got our revival happening tonight and tomorrow night at the Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ. I'm Nikki V. 16th, meet you at the Loft. And on the 21st, we're going to be at the James L. Knight Center. See you there.
To honor you, the God of grace, receive our heart, our offering.
Night Center, the Grammy Award winning Donnie McClurkin. It's Festival of Praise. Also featuring Pastor Jenkins.
He can move mountains.
You'll be inspired at Festival of Praise. Also featuring Hezekiah Walker and James Fortune. Saturday, April 21st, 8 p.m. in the James L. Knight Center. Get tickets at the box office and Ticketmaster.com. Don't miss the 2018 Festival of Praise.
Somebody praise him. Jesus, come on and get his glory. Hey, this is Shirley Murdoch, and you're listening to my girl, Nikki V.
Dear future me.
Will I ever
smile
again?
Dear future me.
I can't give up. Sometimes I wonder. The struggle is real.
Festival of Praise presents The Texture of a Man, starring Fred Hammond, Donnie McClurkin, Hezekiah Walker, James Fortune, and featuring Pastor Charles Jenkins. Saturday, April 21st, 8 p.m. in the James L. Knight Center. Get tickets at the box office and Ticketmaster.com.
I want to see you born.
Yeah.
Comedy. Saturday, April 21st, 8 p.m. in the James Hill Night Center. Get tickets at the box office and Ticketmaster.com.
I'll never see you again. The Afternoon Praise right here on 1520 AM WEXY.
Wilton Manors, Oakland Park, Fort Lauderdale, and the surrounding areas.
The following is a paid advertisement. The sponsor is entirely responsible for its content.
You'll be blessed when you experience the 2018 Festival of Praise, starring the Stellar Award-winning Fred Hammond.
You got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say,
Saturday, April 21st, 8 p.m. in the Janesville Night Center. The Grammy Award-winning Donnie McClurkin. It's Festival of Praise. Also featuring Pastor Jenkins.
He can move mountains.
You'll be inspired at Festival of Praise. Also featuring Hezekiah Walker and James Fortune. Saturday, April 21st, 8 p.m. in the Janesville Night Center. Get tickets at the box office and Ticketmaster.com. Don't miss the 2018 Festival of Praise.
Hey, everyone. This is Jason Williams, your main guy with Power Home Technologies, where we do home security right. Call me today for any and all of your home or business security needs. Fire and smoke detector, door locks, cameras, doorbell cameras, we have them all. We're ready to get you installed today the proper way. And if you call today, we're doing our special, no installation, no equipment charges. Get installed today. All you pay is the monthly monitoring, $49.99. You cannot beat that. That is $49.99. No installation charges, no equipment charges, $49.99 out the door today. That's monthly, $49.99 for your monthly monitoring. Give me a call, 772-985-4040. That's 772-985-4040.